Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. And Mietz Hashem, we're going to do Simen Ayin Reish. We don't call it Reish Ayin because that spells out Ra, so we call it Simen Ayin Reish, which deals with the halachos of Bameh Madlikin, which we say on Friday night. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Noagim Lomar Perik Bameh Madlikin. The minhag is to say this Perik of Mishnayis, the second Perik in Shabbos, Bameh Madlikin, with what types of wicks and candles are you allowed to light the Shabbos licht? And he says that the minhag is to say this on Friday night. However, he says Vahasvardim Omrim Oso Kodim Tfilas Arvis, as opposed to the Ashkenazim, which we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Brura. So the Svardim say this before they daven Maariv. V'hu Hanochon. This, the Mechaber says, is the more correct place to say Bameh Madlikin, as opposed to Ashkenazim, who say it later on in the davening. Now let's see this inside in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, Sivkot Aleph, writes, Perek B'mem Adlikin, Lefi Sheyesh Bo Din Hadlaka, because it has the halachos of lighting the Shabbos lift, and it also has, Ushlosh Advar, and says, Tarich Adam Loma B'soch Beso, every Shabbos Im Chashech, and it also lists the three things that a person should do right before Shabbos comes in, and a person should make sure that these things are done. We had learned this previously, Yisartem, Eravtem, and then Hadliku Esanir. He tells the people in the house to make sure you take off the Trumas and Maisa so they'll be all prepared for Shabbos, make any Eruvim that you have to, and once that is done, now it's the time, Hadliku Esaner, for the candles to be lit. Therefore, Sivkot and Beis, the Mechaber says it's preferable to say this, Kodim Tfilas Arvis, Shebekom Osam, Makdimim L'Spalal Arvis, because the Sfaradim especially, they would daven earlier on Friday afternoon. Ba'yidei Zeh, and therefore, Kriyas Perek Zeh, when they would read Perek Mamem Adlikin, Sheyikra Mikodem, so they're reading this before it's really Shabbos, Yeda Bemem Adlikin, that is a practical reason. They should know what candles you should light with, what types of wicks you can use, what type of oils you can use. V'yizkar Shlosh Advarim, and they'll also remember to say the three things and do the three things, V'yazir Olim, and they'll be careful and zealous in their performance, because there's still an opportunity to change it if they didn't do it correctly. So therefore, he says it's much more correct to do this before you daven Marv. And that is why, V'alkein, Kosav HaShulchan Aruch, Duhu Anochem. That's why the Mechaber wrote that this is the more correct way to do this. The Le'achar Tfilas Sarvis, Ma'inav Kamina, because after you've davened Marv, how does it help you to say all of these things? It's too late to do anything about them. No, what about the other minhag? In places that do say it later on, like for example, the Ashkenazim do after they've already accepted upon themselves Shabbos, so then what's the purpose of that? So he brings down Kosav Bibin Hage Marak Hatam. He brings down, this is found in the Mogen Avram, he brings down the reasoning for the Marak as follows. Kideishim Ya'acher Odom Yilispalo, because if a person delays in coming to Shul and he's davening late, Yilo Shos Lispalo, he will still have time not to have to go home alone from Shul by himself after everybody else is finished, because they're all saying by Memadlikin, so he can catch up with the davening that he didn't say yet, Bo'ot Shiyom Riba Memadlikin, while they're saying by Memadlikin. And therefore, Lachain, in Omer Moso B'Shabbos Cholamoid. Therefore, there is no reason to institute the saying of Bameh Madlikin on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because nobody was working on Chol HaMoed. There are halachic heterim for a person to work on Chol HaMoed for financial losses and things like that. But in general, most people didn't work on Chol HaMoed, so therefore nobody was coming late to Shul because they were working. And therefore, most people will come more on time, and therefore there was no need to have this extra pause, so to say, in the davening, that you should go and allow people that came late to be able to catch up while everybody else is saying Bameh Madlikin. Because they weren't working. Then he brings down, the Bach said it's preferable to actually say Bameh Madlikin after you said Kiddush. Why? Because da'ayule yomo odif umikaminale. Because accepting the day by saying Kiddush is even more important than the reading of the Perek of Bameh Madlikin. And he brings down, nowadays, he says, the minhag is to say it earlier than Kiddush, the cause of B'prisha time, and the Prisha explains. We don't follow this Bach, because the Ner Beso, the Kiddush Hayom, if a person only has money for candles and Kiddush, Ner Beso Adit, the Ner, the candles take preference. They're a higher priority. As we already previously learned in Reish Samach Gimel. So therefore, the saying of Bameh Madlikin should take place before the saying of Kiddush. Now, there are a number of interesting Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu foot number one brings down, in the name of the Shalah, and this was actually written earlier in Simen Nun, he says, Sheyesh la'omro, one should say, Bameh Madlikin, b'nigin shalimud mishnayis, in the typical normal nigin that people say mishnayis in, so one should as well say the Bameh Madlikin. It's not a tefillah, so to say, it's more learning, and therefore say it in the nusuch, in the nigin of learning. Dirshu foot number two brings down, What if it happens if you're a great Talmud Chacham? Should you say Bamim Adlikin? So he says, yes. He says, Afilu Talmud Chacham Muflag, a great Talmud Chacham, who finishes Masechah Shabbos every week. What a great Talmud Chacham. Nevertheless, the Makor Chaim brings down, he should say Bamim Adlikin with the rest of the shul. Why? This is a very important idea. Shimlo Yomaro Sobeves HaKnesses, because if people see that this great Talmud Chacham is not saying Perek Bamim Adlikin, everybody else will say, well, if the rabbi doesn't have to say it, that big Talmud Chacham is not saying it, then certainly it can't be too important, and I don't have to say it as well. We find the same idea in a number of places. For example, in Chazaras HaShatz, it says you shouldn't learn during Chazaras HaShatz, because if the Amar Yaharatzim, one of the reasons given is the Amaratzim see you learning, they're going to say, well, I don't learn, so obviously, though, it can't be too important if he's not listening to Chazar Sashat. So he's learning, so I'll talk, or I'll read the newspaper, or I'll look at my cell phone. And therefore, it's very important for people to realize that whatever you do, especially if you're looked at being a higher level Jew, if you're considered to be somebody that people respect and look at you, so then what you do is what they're going to do. And that's why a person who is on a higher level has to be very careful with the way he acts and conducts himself, because other people will learn from him. This could be both for good and, unfortunately, also for bad. Then he continues, are you allowed to learn by Mem Adlikin next to a ner? Now, there is a rule, we'll learn in Shulchan Aruch in a couple of simanim, in Reish Ayin Hei, Shemutter, that you are allowed to learn by Mem Adlikin next to a candle. Why is that? Normally, you're not allowed to learn next to a candle because we're concerned. Shemayati, you may come to adjust the candle. So he brings down, because by Mem Adlikin discusses the Yisurim of lighting candles and moving candles. So therefore, there's no chashash that while you're learning this, you're actually going to go and adjust a candle on Shabbos. The issue for number three brings down, according to the opinion that says you should say by Mem Adlikin before you Mekabel Shabbos, he says the right time to say this would be even before Boi B'Shalom, before you say L'cha Dodi, and certainly before you say Mizra Shil Yom HaShabbos, because if you want to have a chance to, quote, correct something that you did wrong, it has to be before you accept upon yourself Shabbos. And we've already pointed out previously that either by the end of Boi V'Shalom, at the end of L'cha Dodi, or by Mizra Shil Yom HaShabbos, or by Baruch Hu, people accept upon themselves Shabbos, so therefore, according to this opinion, you should say by Mem Adlikin before then. And then he brings down, based upon the idea that there is no point in saying it after you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, so the Aruch HaShulchan actually brings down that there are those that have the custom not to say by Perek Mem Adlikin at all. And this is Nusach Svard, not the Svaradim, but Nusach Svard, they say Kigavna, they don't say by Mem Adlikin. And he brings down that there is no purpose in saying by Mem Adlikin at that point in the davening, because you can't do anything about it, so therefore many had the custom not to say it, as I just mentioned. And he says, however, there is an opinion that you still should say it after Kabbalah Shabbos and before Baruch Hu, as the Ashkenazim do in many places, because the Zohar says that this is an important thing to do. Finally, there's a Kaddish that comes after Ben Mem Adlikin, a Kaddish, the Rabbanon, and it's brought down in the Bir Halacha, in Kuf Lamed Beis, in the Kuntres Maimer Kaddishin, Shaschus Leomro Shayach Lemishesh Luchiv Lomar Kaddish B'Shabbos, that somebody specifically who has a Yartzeit, let's say on Shabbos, specifically has a Chiv to say Kaddish on Shabbos, he trumps other people in saying of this Kaddish. This was in those days when only one person would say Kaddish. Nowadays, in the Minog in most places, is that more than one Ovel says Kaddish, so then many people can say this and it's not a problem. And the question over here is it belong really to the person whose yard site is on Friday, or is it the person whose yard site is on Shabbos? That's really the question over here. So he points out, so since this is after Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos, it's already called Shabbos, and therefore the one with the yard site on Shabbos has the rights to this Kaddish as opposed to the one who has the yard site on Friday. The issue for number four brings down the reasoning that we brought down over here to say by Mem Adlikin, so the people that come late will also be able to have a little time to catch up, since that's the whole idea we said in the previous siman to talk about Me'ein Sheva, the Brachas Me'ein Sheva, the Morgain Avos Bracha that we say. So he says, Hatam Shetiknu L'Omra was the same reasoning, because the shuls were out in the fields and people sometimes would come late and they would be scared to come home alone, so therefore they would catch up on the davening by them inserting the Brachas Me'ein Sheva for the latecomers. Similar idea to by Mem Adlikin. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yei she'ein omrim oso b'yontif shechol yos be'er Shabbos. There is a minhag, he brings this down in the name of the tour, not to say by Mem Adlikin when yontif is on Friday, and then you do not say by Mem Adlikin Friday night in the Kabbalah Shabbos in the davening of Marv. He says as well, he brings this down in the name of the Maria Buav, in the name of the Urchus Chaim, in the name of the Yesh Omrim, that one also has a custom, there is this custom, the Yesh Ein Omrim also be Shabbos of Chanukah, on Shabbos of Chanukah. Now what's the rationale behind both of these two? So Mr. Brewer explains in Sivkot and Gimel, Lefi She'ein Yochel Omar Isartem, because you're not allowed to do taking off Trumas and Maisis on Yontif as well. Shein Ma'asim B'Yontif. And therefore, if you're saying by Memelikin, Isartim, Eiravtim, so people are going to mistakenly do this, and therefore, better not to say this. Likewise, V'chein B'Yontif, Shchor B'Shabbos. Likewise, if Yontif itself comes out in Shabbos, Mishum Lo Plug. We don't make any distinction between not saying by Memelikin when Yontif is Friday, and not saying by Memelikin when Yontif is on Shabbos. The issue book number 5 brings down in the Shaar HaTzion in Simon Tuf Reish Mem Beis, it's mashma shatam shalom omri b'mem adlikim b'yontif shechol b'shabbos. The reason why we don't say b'mem adlikim when yontif is on Shabbos but not on Friday is a gzeira. Mishum yontif shechol b'yarev Shabbos shein omri moso. So to say it's a gzeira over here, a restriction that the rabbi said, because if you come to say it on Shabbos yontif, you may come to say it on Yontif that's Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is not Yontif, and you shouldn't be saying it then because you can't say Isartif. And therefore, it's a Gzeira as opposed to the idea that it's a low plug. A Gzeira is a little bit different than a low plug. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. He says we don't say Shabbos Chanukah by Mem Adlikin, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, but Nation is Kabar Psul Shmonim, because in the Bamem Adlikin, it lists a whole bunch of wicks and oils that you can't use for Shabbos. Shema Asurim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them for Shabbos. However, they are permissible on Chanukah, v'lo b'Chanukah. So it's improper, so to say, you can't use these. When you now have candles out there on Chanukah lich that are using these candles and wicks that we said you can't use for Shabbos. The issue number 6 brings down, and this is true, afilu b'leil Shabbos shel Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah itself, you're lighting Erev Shabbos, obviously, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel that there is no problem in using these psul shmanim, which are no good for the Shabbos lich, to use them for the Chanukah lich. That's not a problem at all. And he says, afilu those she'enam dol kim yofi, even if they're not going to light well. Because the reason you're not allowed to use for Shabbos lich things that won't light well is because you may come to adjust them because you're using them, you're getting hanor from them. However, for the Chanukah lich, the Mishnah Berurah explains, kiven she'asur l'shtamis l'orim, you're not allowed to use the Chanukah lich to get any benefit from. Therefore, there is no chashash that you may come to adjust them in order that they should burn better and light better because you're not allowed to get any hanor from them. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah, however, says that our minug is not like the Mechaber brought down, not to say it on Shabbos Chanukah. Hagor ve'ein noagim kein b'Chanukah. We do, in fact, say by Mem Adlikin on Chanukah Shabbos. And he says, however, u'b'Shabbos shel Chol Hamoed ein omrim so. He does bring down from the Minhagim that on Shabbos Chol Hamoed we do, in fact, skip the saying of by Mem Adlikin. And he says, likewise, v'chein b'yontif shechol yos b'Shabbos and Shabbos yontif, we also ein omrim so. And this is brought down in the name of the Maharil in Hilchos Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hei explains, the same halacha applies, Zechem B'Yom HaKippurim, Shechol B'Shabbos, which is what it is, of course, this year. Yom Kippur and Shabbos coincide this year. So he says, when Yom Kippur and Shabbos coincide, we also, ain't Omrim, so we also do not say, by Mem Adlikin, on Yom Kippur Friday night, and that's brought down in the name of Iris Achronim. The issue for number 7 brings down the reasoning behind this. It's brought down from the Shiori Knesset Sagdola. Kiven she'ein shayach lomar isartim. Likewise, you can't say isartim over here. Share ein tzorech li'aser b'shul Yom Kippur. What are you going to be ma'aser over here? You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So why do you have to warn everybody? Make sure you take off Trumas Ma'aser so we can eat it tomorrow. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if you're talking about make sure you take off Trumas Ma'aser now on Friday afternoon so you can have it Matzah Shabbos, well, the tzorech Matzah Yom Kippur, yochol aser oz. You could do the Trumas some ISIS then. It doesn't take long. And therefore, we don't say by Mem Adlikin because you're not going to say V'Sartim. Another reason, V'od, Shalosh Shayach Bo Hadlikin was a Ner, because likewise we don't light Ner. Kivan Shilahadlik Ner Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur licht over here, not a Chiv, ain't a Chiv El Arak Minog. It's a Minog to light Yom Kippur licht, as opposed to on Shabbos where it's a Chiv. Another reason, he says, V'od, Shebeperek Zeh Kosov Sofik Chashecha Tomnim Esachanim. Another thing that's in by Mem Adlikin, it says, if you're not sure if it's night yet, you're still allowed to go and insulate, do the hatmana for the hot things. And again, this is not applicable on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, she'ein oklam, you don't eat on Yom Kippur, obviously. Afilu l'deo, she'ein yisul hatman be'erev Yom Kippur. And even if there wouldn't be a problem in hatmana on Erev Yom Kippur, I will ein b'zeh mitzvah k'mo b'Shabbos. Even if you hold you're allowed to do this, certainly there's no mitzvah to do it, because on Shabbos is a mitzvah to have hot food, but on Yom Kippur there is no mitzvah to have hot food. You're not allowed to eat. Finally, he brings down a din. What happens if you're davening in a Beis Ovel on Friday night? So the Beis Yosef brings down in Yerideya, in the name of the Kolbo, She'ein lomar b'mem adlikin. You don't say b'mem adlikin in the house of an Ovel, davening there on Friday night. However, the Pesach Tevir brings down, She'kivan shelo hetig din zeh b'shulchan aruch. The Mechaber doesn't bring this down in Shulchan Aruch. It's only the Beis Yosef in Yerideya. Therefore, mukach shedaito sheyesh lomo. So halacha lemaisa, while he brought this down in the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, he didn't bring it halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore you should say by Mehmed Likin when you're davening the house of an Ovel. And this is in fact the opinion of the Das Torah, who quotes from the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda, sheyesh lomo, that you should in fact say it. In the Shelus Chuvus, the Maril Diskin, he brings down Shagam Ovel Atzmo Yomar Ben Memlikin. And not only do the people say it, but even the Ovel is allowed to go and say this as well. And he says, why? Because you're saying by Memlikin in our Minog, after you say Mizmashil Yom Shabbos, after you said the last paragraph of Lechod Dodi, Boichala, Boichala, so then it's Shabbos. In Lo Yomar Oso Ovel, if everybody else is saying it and the Ovel doesn't say it, Harehi Kavelus Befahesia. This looks like a public display of Avelus. And that is forbidden, Shasura, and therefore, Maral Diskin says that you should, in fact, have the Ovel say Bamem Adlikin as well, even though you're not allowed to learn, and Bamem Adlikin is learning, but nevertheless, since it's Seder Hayom, and the whole shul is saying it, if you don't say it, it would look like public Avelos on Shabbos, which is not allowed. However, the Geshe Chaim brings down, Sha'avil Atzmo Lo Yom Bamem Adlikin. No, nobody's going to really notice that you're not saying something, and therefore, it is learning, and you're not allowed to learn, and therefore the Ovel should not say Bameh Madlikin, albeit the Tzibur may be saying Bameh Madlikin. This concludes Simen Ayin Reish. We do have a little bit of time left, but I won't use it today because the start of Reish Ayin Aleph is going to be an involved Mishnah Berurah almost right away, and it will teach us about the dinim of Kiddush Al HaYayin. Yitzhak Hashem will save that for tomorrow, and with this we will conclude today's shir.